Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Friday, May 2nd, 2025. I am Carl James. On Wednesday night, the Indiana Hoosiers went down to Evansville to take on the Purple Aces. They won a decisive victory. Jake Hanley belted two home runs on the day, and Aiden Decker-Petty struck out several in four solid innings of middle relief. Following the game, I met with head coach Jeff Mercer.
So, coach, a lot of good things today. Let's start with Jake Hanley and the performance he had.
Yeah, he was unbelievable. Homers his first two at-bats and RBI triple, and then the big two RBI single there to kind of open the game up and give us some length. So probably was a double shy of the cycle. He had a huge day. He's seen a lot of really good pitching recently, and so that sharpens you and hardens you, and then you get back in there and you get a few more pitches to hit and you stay on them. He was a one-man wrecking crew. I don't know how many RBIs he had, but probably five or seven. So just a great player, and had an incredible day.
Pitching-wise, you're adding pieces. Obviously Drew Burr opened this up. Yeah. And then ADP, Decker-Petty really looked good today.
Yeah, Aiden's really changed his load and kind of gotten back to what he was doing in the fall. And I think it's really helped him. He and Coach Lund have been working on doing that. So that's really freed him up. And a lot more strikes, landing the breaking ball, and then executing with two strikes too. So he gave us a ton of length and was terrific. And then, having Drew Burr back out there is a big shot in the arm. And obviously, you hate to have somebody go down, but it's great to have him back. And we've missed having that bullpen presence to kind of finish some games. So hopefully we can kind of work him up and add some length and add some innings and allow him to kind of get back in there and impact us in a really positive way beyond just great leadership. But, yeah, it was a good day from that regard.
Obviously, Iowa was a little tough for Brayton Thomas. You managed to get him right back out there. Yeah. What can you say about his development?
Yeah, he's really come a long way. He's doing a good job and a lot of confidence in him to keep getting him out there. And he's really kind of got his legs underneath him. You know, the first time he goes in, with the matchup, just a big time swing and miss guy on the lefty, and tough luck with the two strike safety, and then we wanted to get him right back out there, and he struggled, and that happens sometimes for young guys, and then he wanted to get him right back out there again. He's shown the ability to manage games much better and to really compete at a high level. The slider's a really good pitch, and so you just want to keep feeding him and keep getting him out there. And he did a great job managing situations. But that's the big thing for those young guys is, do you have good stuff? Are you in the zone? And then can you manage it when there's guys on base, when there's you have to make big pitches and big moments? He made a bunch of really big pitches. Got some strikeouts when he had to. And so it was great to see him get back out there, have some length, and have a great day.
What do you want to see out of the trip to Abilene?
I want to see us play really good baseball. I just want to see us play good baseball. You know, we have to continue to get better, and that sounds obvious and cliche, but that's what you have to do. In times when you take it on the chin like last weekend, you have to reset your focus and just continue to get better, play good baseball, offensively get back our feet underneath us and be able to string them together on the mound. You know, we pitched great on Friday and struggled Saturday and Sunday, but you want to see those guys make adjustments like Brayton did back, today. Make adjustments, get back in the fight, get better, and just keep growing for the next 3 or 4 weeks and get ready for the Big Ten tournament and get ourselves squared away so we can go make a run in that thing. You know, we've made a run the last couple of years and made it to that final four stage, and we need to do that again and then give ourselves a chance to go win it. So the only way to do that is there's no time to pout or mope or feel sorry for yourselves. It's just to get out there, improve, practice hard, get better, play hard, learn, adjust, grow, keep coaching, keep playing, do all those things. You know, there's teams, 30 teams in the country have to go through their conference tournament to make the NCAA tournament. We haven't been in that position the last couple of years. Okay. It doesn't mean that we don't continue to grow and learn and get better and give ourselves a chance to do what a ton of teams have to do. Someone's going to win that thing, and it might as well be us. And so that's our attitude. That's our mentality. You keep showing up. So to go to Abilene Christian, the goal is just to play great baseball, get better, win some ball games, and come back a better team, ready to go for the midweek and into Purdue and go play great baseball there. That's the only option. That's our attitude, and that's what we're going to do. And we took a nice step forward in that tonight.
The Hoosiers are now in Abilene, Texas, for a series with Abilene Christian that starts tonight at 7 p.m. See you at the BART.